that room. Next up is all from Denmark is Sune Vorala.
He has come to talk about us about KDE, and specifically I understand KDE4, and how we are finally going to get that in good shape in Denmark.
Well, yeah, it's not much about getting it in good shape in Debian, because it is already in good shape in Debian, staying in experimental. But it's about the road from here to it's available to all the users of Unstable and testing. And yeah, also, I'm also going to cover the topics about why you need Java and MySQL for your desktop environment, which I'm sure all of you is very interested about. The outline for today is a bit about the build system, and then a couple of KDE technologies that I've chosen, something about KDE3 and the current status, a bit about code, about KDE packaging, and then some roundup at the end. The build system. KDE abandoned AutoTools, including their own layer on top of AutoTools, for CMake. CMake is good because it libtool is a part of the AutoTool chain that is much used, and it does horrible things about linking and fragile. And then there is the whole concept of AutoTools and timestamps and touching the IN files or the AM files and having to regenerate and figure out how to store it in the Debian packaging or do it on the fly, risking it breaking. But CMake also had issues. It kind of liked to link the world together. It is not exactly what the line here basically links all your libraries in your system together to the binary. But KDE isn't exactly doing that, but almost. It is at the 4.0 series, it was recursively linking everything, which kind of wasn't optimal. The best way to package KDE in that period was to duplicate your build dependencies in the dependencies of the development package. And that's not a very good approach, so we started fixing it. After struggling a bit with upstream about this issue and trying to figure out would it break on all the platforms that KDE was expecting to support in the future and so on, we ended upstream. KDE upstream finally gave in and started accepting the work in this direction. Until that, we had a quite big patch set for the build system for the Debian packages, basically to not link everything in recursively. All of that part is now part of KDE 4.2 release, as I recall it, and the only build system patches we have left is patching out some build time checks for runtime dependencies, which is going to not be useful for building Debian packages in any way. KDE is using intensive having a framework for tagging files. We all know about tags of files. Somebody are using Flickr and tags the files. There are WordPress blog or other blogs are using tags to categorize and index their content. And in Debian, we have dev tags. And similar on the desktop, the semantic desktop is is coming. It's about tagging your files. For that is used RDF framework that is a kind of a metadata model for storing things. This this tagging part is a part of the KD core libraries and is as such available to all applications in KD. For this storage, KD uses something called Soprano that is a storage layer, and it has plugins for different backends because you can store it in many different ways. Currently, there are two backends. One uses a C++ library called Redland. Redland is a nice C++ library that is horribly slow. If they just could get it to run in exponential time based on your tags, it would really be an improvement. The only ones who currently are actually able to write a fast enough storage layer for this is some Java developers who wrote something called Sysam2. I guess they also wrote a Sysam in the past, but that's not important. Sysam2 is in Java, and with some JNI stuff, Soprano can use the Sysam storage. The Sysam backend is not available in Debian yet, because the common set of people interested in packaging Java things and people interested in KDE is the empty set. I have thought of learning how to package Java and looked a bit at Sysam and found I needed to package around 20 Java libraries. So if anyone is up for the task, it is most welcome. There is rumors that another actually fast C++ based backend is coming. So the problem might also be less of a problem in the future. Tagging the files is actions happening in place of where it's actually needed. This is a part of the KD file manager, Dolphin, where we in the right section of the file manager we are handling tags and ratings and whatever else we want to do with our tags. Similar for emails, it is in the mail client. Images is in the image viewer, and so on, where you actually want to handle your things. Next thing, data caching. We all have all sorts of data on the network that is needed by many applications. It is mostly in this case it's about what's called personal information and mails. It is caching the and making available contact information. Your contacts, as in your address book and such, your appointments, your emails, your instant messaging friends, and mapping to your address book, your notes, maybe your small notebooks in the future you want to kind of have available everywhere, and for a lot of applications. It is basically almost all applications want access to this data, and more or less at the same time. Mail client is doing stuff. You are doing magic letters in your office suite, mixing content from your address book, while your instant messaging program is doing things with your address book. And some of these things can be stored in a IMAP server, for example, with, or an LDAP server, or something else, where you, in your application, would have to implement the functionality to contact these remote servers. And with all these applications actually want to do it at the same time, you could actually put quite a load on your server. So it is basically some of the classic concurrency issues of how to get data at the same time and without actually getting in a conflict with each other. And it is Akonadi that have been rewritten starting from KDE to actually solve these issues. It's data caching, and it caches the things that you want in a database locally for easy access. It has a pretty simple Dbus API, and with agents to store data properly in a standardized native format that could be storing it on a remote IMAP server or on a local ICAL file for your contacts, the ICAL, for your appointments, and so on. Basically, a database is needed. Part of the Qt toolkit is Qt SQL, which abstract most database-specific things away and just say, use Qt SQL, and then you can almost switch one database engine for another. Currently, they have chosen MySQL because it works. They tried SQLite, but SQLite and concurrent access locks up. So that was not a good choice. For now, at least. Luckily, with Qt SQL, it's easy to switch back if SQLite gets fixed. And there's also some rumors that says that PostgreSQL could be used instead. But currently, MySQL. Then a bit about KDE4. There is also sorts of interesting fancy graphic effects for those who wants that. This is Desktop Cube integrated in the KDE Window Manager, and all the effects you definitely want for a serious working environment is available in the Window Manager. The desktop sphere and wobbly windows, and all these that you really need. Some people think that it is just too fancy. So if you want, you can also make your desktop look like Windows 95. For some people, this might even not be enough, and they just want KDE3. So just one simple advice to them. Keep you using Lenny, because KDE4 is coming, and it is coming as soon as the release team says, let's go for it. And then the current status of KDE4 and Debian. When going to KDE4. There will be some KDE3 related casualties. Some things must just go. Some KDE applications have third party plugins. There is a node application called Basket that can embed itself into Contact, and that will just have to go until KDE4 version comes. There is, of course, KDE3 specific window decorations, which is KDE3 specific. Many of those will not ever be ported, so just let go of them. And there is some features in some applications that relies on parts of KDE PIM or extensions to the KDE 3 web browser and stuff like that. Also, just needs to go until they will be ported, because no reason to keep on plugins to applications that we aren't keeping. And we are also having to let go of non-C++ applications. The KDE3 KDE bindings module is a horrible mess to work with an update, and it will just be nice to get rid of it. And there is a few applications that we are going to lose, and that aren't yet ported to their KDE4 or QD4 edition. But that will just have to wait. Most important, the Perl Qt bindings, which is a QD3 binding set, which is among other places used by DevConf for showing these. Most people probably use these blue N-curses based DevConf front end to choose things, but there is actually other front ends. There is a GDK based one, there is a Qt3 based one, but the Qt3 based one is using Perl Qt, which is using the KD3 KD bindings. So that will, at least until someone steps up doing Perl Qt4, will have to go. Currently, we are looking forward to Lenny gets out the door, so we can start pushing KDE4 into unstable. We are currently finalizing an exact list of applications that we will need to have removed or fixed. There is even application built depending on parts of KDE that they are never ever using, which is the part of KDE that is going to be updated to KDE4. We will have to fix those somehow before actually going KDE4. And then we are writing up some kind of a policy document and guide for third-party application packages, like how should we name things? Are there any specific things you need to remember during development and packaging, and things like that? And it is drafted currently, and hopefully we are finish it soon. And when you're packaging KDE4 applications, it is now it's actually quite simple. Take one of these tarballs. They probably use CMake, which all of KDE uses. Run dhmake command, and you're almost done, just like any other application. Then there is, of course, the standard polishing of that, but if you're using CDBS, some people like that. You could do your packaging root file like this. We have written a few makefile snippets that we are encouraging people to use. And among them, a part that fits nicely into CDBS, we are using that part exactly for the KDE packages themselves, along with a bit additional things. If you're not into CDBS work, start with including this file from the same package and add this magic variable to your CMake command. And then it will set all the right arguments to a CMake for a KDE package. Like, where is this kind of data expected to be, and where to find plugins, and where to install plugins. And then just continue as you would normally do packaging related to anything else. And yes, CMake do out of tree builds. You might be able to make it actually build inside the source tree, but it's not expected, and it is not really possible to easy clean up after it. So,
about the CBS build, would it be possible to build both KDE3 and KDE4 packages on the same system?
No, it will not be possible. The KDE3 development packages and the KDE4 development packages are not co-installable. It is quite simple. There is these .so symlinks. User bin libkdecore.so, which is from either the KDE3 version or the KDE4 version.
That for maintainers it will be difficult to support maintaining Lenny and
Well, that form already exists today. To build a package for stable, you need either a different machine or a CHU already. And KDE isn't going to change that. It's just the same problem. We have that with many things. It's not KDE specific. Mm.
And all other libraries that have different cell names will have this, that the SO symlink can only be provided by one package at a time. a short roundup, and then there is some room for questions. So, what's needed for now? Please go over your own bugs in the bug tracking system and test them with KDE4. We basically have too many to do it ourselves. Current bug count in the packages maintained by the Qt and KDE maintainers is about 1,300. And it's going up. We also, KDE is this big desktop environment and lots of small applications. I use some of them, but there is also applications that I don't use. And some applications, there is parts that are quite specific. I don't have a LDAP set up to manage my contacts. So people who has either special setups or are just using applications that aren't the mainstream part of KDE, we would like to get some help and feedback, and just somebody to actually care for these packages, because I care about them because it's a part of KDE, but I don't care about it because I actually use them. In the same setup, we have also started the Debian crap team with a capital K. Which basically a place where we dump packages that we kind of need, but wouldn't care for it if it wasn't because we actually need them. The MSN and instant messaging program Copete uses now an external library for this communication. It is currently only used by Copete, so nobody else actually have interest in it. So for now, we're taking it into the crap team, together with all sorts of other libraries that we need. And about libraries, those of you in here, those of you watching at home, please maintain your libraries properly. It is kind of hard to to track down API breakages in some corner case library that, and it just happens too much. And as KDE is using all available libraries, the something will just show up sometimes. If some of you maintains KDE applications, either upstream or in Debian, please make sure that a KDE 4 version exists and works. Because no reason to keep using the old KDE 3 version if you can use a KDE 4 version. back to a bit about the bug count we have been using in the past, trying to get all those bugs that aren't Debian specific forwarded to the KDE bug tracking system. It's kind of a big task. Luckily, there is back in the days when Pierre Habosit was part of the KDE team, he started a tool to actually track the state of bugs in the KDE bug tracking system. It has been a huge help in the past, and then it was kind of dormant for some time. But now, luckily, some people are picking that tool up again. Yeah, sitting up in the back, among others. And that's real nice, because currently we have 500 bugs that we are tracking both in Debian and on the bugskd.org. And manually trying to actually synchronize the states from the state changes from the KDE Bugzilla is just too much work. And yes, now on to the questions, if you have, and you probably have. Else you can contact, read about the Debian KDE team on our Alioth page, and that's me. So, questions?
The MySQL stuff, do you need a running server for it, or is it just a file-based backend?
The finale file starts its own MySQL server. You don't need a running system daemon, which is actually a bit of a problem currently in Debian, because when you install MySQL server, it starts MySQL server. So we kind of need to cooperate with the MySQL maintainers to find a solution on how we can depend on the MySQLD binary without pulling in the stuff that starts the system-wide MySQL server on each boot and after installation. Else we need to write up a guide for users how to disable system-wide MySQL daemon, and I would kind of prefer if it was automatic. I've thought of suggesting the maintainers of MySQL to split the MySQL server package in a MySQL server, MySQL D binary, and the rest of the magic, DevConf things and init scripts and such. And in the MySQL D binary package, just state very clearly that this package should not be installed manually unless you really, really, really know what you're doing. Because that would just be a binary without any integration with anything.
I'm not a KDE user, but I do use a few KDE applications, such as Lucasfilm and DigiCam and a few other things. Do you think there would be a way for me to run KDE 4 versions of those applications without doing the MySQL ones? Because I'm building interested in those extra features for you to give. Or is it going to be very hard?
It will be... currently, it will... As of now, it's a hard dependency of the address book and the Palm Pilot program and the calendar application.
Calendar application.
Yeah, and in the near future, it will also Probably by KDE 4.3, which is due in 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
The main client, maybe the intermediate program, note-taking applications and stuff like that will also require that part of KDE, and also parts of the widgets you can put on the KDE desktop might also need access to this data. But as it looks now, I don't think DigiCam actually.
Yeah, that was just an example.
Yeah.
I also use the organizer thing. So.
Yeah,
just
and
anyway.
Yeah, the KDE organizer thing uses this to store it because there is just too many applications who want to hook into this data.
Right. Right.
To make able to pop something up to tell you or to store it remotely for you or something like that.
Is it possible when running Debian testing to have on the same machine KDE 3 and KDE 4?
As a desktop, no. We are only supporting one running desktop.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically file collisions. There can only be one user bin conqueror, one user bin console.
Yeah, my question was, can you, when you log into KDM, choose if you use KDE 3 or 4? I don't mean running at the same time KDE 3 or KDE 4, but it's some way on your machine to say, no, I'm starting KDE 3, and then sometimes I'm starting KDE 4.
No, the desktop environments can't be installed on your computer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there can only be one file, one package providing one file.
Alternatives?
We are not going to go the route. That's just an insane amount of work.
But I thought, but that's perhaps very, very naive that you can put KDE 3 in KDE 3 directory and KDE 4 in KDE 4 directory, but it's probably not that simple, of course.
Well, it would be quite simple, but that would be a violation of the Debian policies.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Most
it's a bad idea, I know.
Most KDE developers run two or three environments at the same time in different prefixes.
Mm-hmm.
But going the way of setting up alternatives for 200 binaries, no, I'm not going to do that.
That's right. That Debian would support one version of KDE at the same time.
Yeah.
That's indeed. Understandable.
Yeah.
Is the Soprano technology and all the associated tagging infrastructure also cross desktop, or is it only at the moment for KDE?
I think it is in the moment currently for KDE.
Because I very much would like to either use a KDE application or a GNOME application and share the same tags on my files or things like that. Or share important emails that I open in MUT with important email I open in Gmail or whatever.
Yes, some parts, the back-end parts of Akonadi, the PIM data store, and also of Nepomuk, the semantic data store, live in KDE support and have no Qt dependency, and are indeed intended to be used by other desktops as well. If they do this, well, this is doubtful, but we have kind of done our part for this.
Do you think there would be here some kind of Debian-specific policy or things where Debian could make use? You mentioned that tax, for instance, I think. Maybe the infrastructure of Debian as a distribution or the system could make use of that. Like your user preferences or other things could be tagged also in the same.
It sounds possible.
Other comments from here?
By the way, you mentioned BTS thing, so
yeah.
I'm taking the opportunity to say that there are now new bug trackers supported by BTS Link, like GForge. Forges like Elioth, of course. So if upstream is on Elioth, you can use the forwarded to property of your bugs to track them on AEO or other GeForges. And we are planning to add maybe support for code.google.com and other trackers.
No more questions? Well, thank you, Sune.